Are you ready to get intimate? Because now is the time, and this is the place. I'm Dr. K, and I'm ready to get intimate with you. This is the show for everyone who is not afraid to get intimate on some level. That's right. This is a show all about intimacy. Different perspectives, different topics, different views. One purpose. Join me on this journey to go deep, get raw, get real, and get intimate. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, Billy, I haven't done that dance since my wife died.
There's a whole crowd of people out there who need to learn how to do the scarn.
Don't ask questions you don't wanna know. Learn my lesson. Way too long ago to be talking to you, Belladonna. Should've taken a break, not an Oxford comma. Take what I want when I wanna, and I want you. Bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction.
And this is Dr. K, and we are back at you with some more sexy talk. Your favorite sexologist right here with you today. On this episode, we are going to be talking about your clit. Oh, yes. And that's going to lead right into why does it hurt after sex? And, you know, since we're talking about hurting, well, might as well be talking a little bit about spanking. Spank that ass. And then what about a woman's sexual signature? And what the fuck about the pullout method? And why is this the hottest trend, you guys? So I am coming to you guys with a packed show. Stay with me, guys. Now, let me talk to you guys. That clit. That ever-loving clit. Let me tell you. Meet your clitoris. That small and sensitive part at the top of your vulva. And people are like, what the fuck is the vulva? Come on, you guys. This is 2019. Anyway, with its 8,000 nerve endings, it exists to give you some serious pleasure. I mean, you can basically credit that thing to any orgasm you've ever experienced, according to new research. It turns out that all orgasms are clitoral. They discovered that the clitoris actually has legs. Yes, it has legs. These nerve endings are expanding all through the vagina and through that pelvic floor muscles. So rather than thinking about the clitoris shaped as a little button, it's more similar to a wishbone, you know? Pull on that wishbone. You never know what kind of wish come out of there. But anyway, but how does one experience a clitoral orgasm? Exactly. Let me tell you. I seem to be the expert sexologist in orgasms. Most easily, it can be achieved by masturbating. You know, last week I talked to you guys all about masturbation. And experimenting with your hand and or toys. Yeah, toys can be very fun. It's actually a pretty dang hard to experience one during sex, considering 75% of people with vaginas need more than penetration to orgasm. You guys, not penetration alone. You need a little bit more, okay? If you didn't know, now you know. Masturbating allows a woman to know more deeply what type of touch works for her. So if you don't like watching her, you guys, you know, just ask her. What makes you tick? What gets you going? Just ask. Communication. So regardless if you're single or partnered, to experience a clitoral orgasm, it is important to take time alone to get to know your anatomy and a touch. That's my favorite part of the beginning of a relationship. Touching. Getting to know each other. Ooh, that's my favorite part. The more you touch them, you kiss, sometimes, you know, you find out exactly what part makes them tick. Some people's clitorises are so sensitive that they don't want to be touched directly, but prefer little circular hand motions above the external clitoris. This is me, you guys, 100%. So if you didn't know it, now you know. So others want an intense vibration directly on the clit. That, I honestly, I don't get that. But, you know, we're all not the same. We were all created a little bit different. The only way to find out is to explore. Oh, yes. Yes. Let's get out and explore. Which, luckily, isn't too daunting of a homework assignment. My kind of homework. Any volunteers? Yay! So if you explored what works for you, share with your partner how you like being touched. You can use your hands. You can have your partner rub your external clit, add a vibrator to you, penetrate your sex life, you know, whatever works. And if you enjoy oral sex, ooh, my favorite, feel free to get comfy and allow your partner to get down on you for as long as you want, girl. You know, all me, my oral fetish. Bottom line, women everywhere need to be having more orgasms, so men better get it straight, you know? Excuse the pun. So what happens if these men all of a sudden start getting shit straight? And now you're having regular sex activities and your vajayjay starts to act up. Let me tell you, number one question that I get from women all the time when I'm out there is, why does it hurt after sex? Okay, let's look at that a little bit. Picture this. You just had a wild romp in bed and you're dying to go at it again, but you have a nagging, aching feeling that you'll feel sore. Either in the morning or immediately after the act. Feeling soreness in your vagina is more common than you think, especially when it's brought on after sex. So here are some common reasons why you might be feeling sore after sex, okay? Number one, you're not lubricated enough. This is the number one reason. You guys, go out to Costco, buy yourself a big supply of lube. It's everywhere. Where do you get
Costco, really?
I don't know. Where do you get your lube out?
At the adult store.
Okay. Do they have a special going on this week?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I can just see you in Costco, though. Yeah, I need the gallon lubrication for sex, please. Thank you. What aisle is that in?
Yes. You know it. That would be me. So, you guys, as amazing as it is that your vagina self-lubricates, this can pose a problem if you're not as wet as you would like to be. You can totally be in the right turned on mindset, and your partner can have, let's say, he's gone down on you for hours beforehand. And you could be the horniest you've ever felt, but sometimes there are underlying reasons you're not producing as much lubrications as you would like. Factors like age, oh yes, medications, birth control methods, inadequate foreplay are definitely key issues here, you guys. So having sex for too long in one session can also cause dryness. So for all those men wanting to have marathon sex, just stop. Really. The ideal scenario is to have some sex, eat, chill, some more sex, hot tub, chill, eat more sex, right? Especially if she's going through menopause, you guys. No, sir. Having sex for hours and hours straight is no fun, and it's legit unrealistic. So do yourself a favor and invest in some condoms that fit your needs. Latex, non-latex, lube, no lube. And get separate bottle of condom safe lube so you can avoid the circle of hell that is dry skin rubbing on latex. That doesn't feel fun. If you add little drop of lube inside that condom, dude, things get a little bit intense. Try it, trust me. All right, number two, your partner is too well endowed. Yes, or the toys you're using might be too large. You guys, are you shitting me? I've been in those toy stores. Those fucking dildos. Like, you wanted to come up my ass and out my throat, out my mouth. I don't get that, you know? But if the man is very well endowed, you will need a lot of lube. Trust me. If your partner's penis is too large, you are using you're using internal toys that are too big, it's going to be hitting your cervix. which can be incredibly uncomfortable. You'll know if you're hitting your cervix, as it's super uncomfy and you'll likely want to change positions as soon as possible. So yeah, you guys, that's going to absolutely make you feel pain. Number three, you're having rough sex and it's causing small vagina tears. Rough sex is not meant for everybody. And there are some freaks out there and there are some weaklings out there that can't handle it. So anyway, rough sex can cause tearing within the vaginal mucosa. The tears may be superficial with stinging and pain noted after sex, possibly with urination and depending on the location. Larger tears could be deeper, causing blood loss, and it might even necessitate surgical repair. Yes, that's how serious shit can get. However, superficial tears generally heal on their own within days, while deeper tears take a few weeks. In that time, you'll likely want to avoid sex or slow down a bit as you'll feel each tear during sex. Pay attention to your body. And so if this has happened and it's not getting better, you need to go see a doctor. The worst thing that you want is to get an infection inside because it's not getting better. So pay attention to your body. Number four, you're having a reaction to latex in condoms, spermicides, lubricants, or other oils or lotions. This can be legit. That's going to make you hurt. Trust me. It's going to make your vajayjay hurt. So if you are allergic or sensitive to latex, which I am allergic to spermicide, lubes, or other topicals, you're exposing your vagina to this. This irritation can also cause you guys soreness and dryness, and it's going to make, again, your vajayjay hurt. Now, if you guys have an infection, all right, common sense, if you have herpes, a yeast infection, bacterial vaginitis, or other common infections, these can lead to inflammation and soreness afterward. And when you have a vaginal infection, the mucosa is inflamed. If you have a vaginal infection, the mucosa is definitely not going to, I think in some cases, you're actually going to be bleeding, particularly given the surface is not lubricated, and it will cause pain during sex and discomfort. Number six, you guys, there are going to be clinical and medical reasons why it's going to hurt after sex, and one of those is going to be endometriosis, along with being one of the leading causes in fertility and pelvic pain. Endometriosis can cause your uterus to feel very sensitive during sex and very irritated. So with endometriosis, essentially cells that should be only in the lining of the uterus, they do grow outside of the uterus and as a result can implant in all parts of the pelvis. This is why it's important to pay attention to your body. Number seven, you might be constipated. Simple as that. Yep, who would ever think that you just simply need to just take a shit? You know, I'm sorry, guys, but it's like that. So if you have a colon full of shit, this can compress the back of your vagina during sex in certain positions. So take care of yourself. You know, I think it's probably more realistic to say, you know what, I can't have sex with you because I'm constipated than saying I can't have sex with you because I have a goddamn headache. It's real. Number eight, you might have a tilted uterus. Yes, this is serious. Now, women have retroverted or tilted uterus. According to the Mayo Clinic, about 25% of women have a uterus that leans backward or tilts at the cervix. For these women, sex in certain position means the uterus is getting bumped, which is not pleasurable. Bottom line, if sex is painful, something isn't right. And better have that checked out by a professional. So if you didn't know, now you know. And since we were talking about pain, we're going to take a quick little second break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about spanking. Oh, yes, we
just
are.
Add some friction. You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain. My symptoms are my pain, but you are my strange addiction.
sorry. I think I was just relieved to see that Michael Scarn got his confidence back.
Yeah, Michael, the movie's amazing.
It's like one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Deadly fever, please don't ever break. Be my reliever, cause I don't self-medicate. And it burns like a gin and I like it. Put your lips on my skin and you might ignite it. Hurts, but I know how to hide it.
You know, you can get a little bit of friction with that paddle or your palm on this next subject. And yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit. But, you know, spanking, it doesn't have to be a punishment. Back in the day, spanking might have been something your mom did to you when you were in trouble, aka when you refused to come home after playing outside with neighbors or started throwing around cuss words because you thought you were cool. Those times were not fun, right? No, nobody wanted to get their ass whooped. But as an adult, spanking can actually be a reward and not necessarily a punishment, unless you're into that sort of thing. Wink, wink. Erotic spanking is a form of consensual impact play that uses hands or tools to strike the butt, thighs, breast, or the fleshy parts of the body. Did we get your attention yet? So, like, why do we think spanking is so hot? Spanking releases a cocktail of feel-good chemicals in your brain and reverse the initial feeling of pain. Dopamine, adrenaline, oxytocin, endorphins are released, transmuting impact into a pleasurable experience. Even the sound of it can be arousing for some people. Rawr, you know? But it's not the same for everybody, you guys. So how do you tell your partner that you want to try it? You use visuals to get your point across. You're going to start slow with these people, I'm telling you. You can send your partner a text with a GIF or a video of someone being spanked and ask their opinion on it. Or you can send the same content and say, I'd like this. Are you open to it? You know, like, I like this. I really do like this. You know, please let me know if you're really open to it. Visuals can help your partner understand exactly what you're asking for without having to elaborate. Spanking is often adequated with abuse. So using visuals of erotic spanking can help your partner change their mind about it and see it as an arousing experience. So here's my disclaimer, you guys. I'm not advocating physical violence at all, just erotic foreplay, you know? So, okay, so let's say they're in. How do you spank? So, you guys, I will strongly advise, before you get started, come up with a safe word with your partner so the two of you know when to stop the action. Try something easy that can be said quickly and without forgetting, like red, apple, banana, orange, you know, something simple. So once you come up with a safe word, it is time to get spanking. First, you're going to start with your hands. Oh, you know, that good old fashioned, you know, spank with your hand, that palm of the hand. It's fleshier, it creates a thudded impact, and it generates a loud noise. So impacting with the fingers creates more of a sting and can be used to tap different regions of the butt. Did you know you had different regions of the butt? Man, mine's got thousands. I promise, it's huge. So anyway, also before you go to spank, take note of how big your hand is. Obviously, a bigger hand might have a heavier impact than a smaller hand. And so, vice versa. Take note of the size of that ass. If she's got a bony ass, be careful. Be very careful. The spanking should start out soft and intensify at the request of the receiver. Rubbing the location of impact after a few spanks is a good way to extend the session and monitor bruising. It's highly important to be aware of the color changes of the skin as blood rushes to the place of impact. So watch that ass. If it's turning red, you're obviously making an impact. Where should you spank? Really? Okay, let me tell you. There are four zones of that butt you want to impact. I think mine has 10 zones, but who knows?
Five on each side.
Five on each side, you know. The top, near your back, the sides by your hips, the underside of your cheeks, and the middle squishy part. In particular, I suggest spanking from the bottom because it sends vibrations into the genitals, and that can bring more stimulation and lubrication. Okay, if your partner isn't down, you guys don't push him, you know, you don't want to get your case of domestic violence, really. It's an enhancer. If you didn't know, now you know. So who said you need a partner to enjoy good old spanking sesh? You guys know you can spank yourself, right? Yes, I have freaks that listen to my show. You all know you can spank yourself. There's most definitely a way to incorporate spanking into solo play. And it's all about using positions that grant access to both the butt and the genitals simultaneously. That's the goal. Your free hand that isn't stimulating the genitals can be used to spank your ass. And there can be a switch off. Paddles can be used to reach different parts of your cheek. And using a standing position can work well, especially when bending at the waist. So now that we've gotten to the bottom, LOL, of spanking, you may be better able to figure out if it is or isn't your thing. If you're down, give it a try. And then work your way up to using toys once you've graduated from using your hands. If you guys want to know more about those little toys for spanking, send me a direct message on Get Intimate with Dr. K. I will respond back. I'll send you links. I'll hook you up. I'll give you specials. Oh, yeah, I will. You might get them at Costco. You never know.
Here we are
at
Costco.
Costco, you better be giving me a PR out there.
We better get a sponsorship from Costco.
We'll take a sponsorship from Costco. Now, I don't know if you guys caught this, but in a second, a moment ago, I was talking to you guys about spanking. So what the fuck is impact play? And what does it turn, and why does it turn me on? Have you guys ever heard about impact play? Well, real talk. It may totally lead to your next big orgasm, okay? Impact play may sound foreign and a little scary to you and your partner, but this form of adventurous sex doesn't have to be extreme. You make it extreme, so don't take it there, okay? Ranging from soft love taps to smack that ass slaps. The term refers to any bedroom move which someone is struck with, a hand or toy for sexual gratification. Yeah, there are toys. There's various different toys out there that will give you a little bit of pain in exchange for pleasure. So while the intensity can vary, the action must always be consensual. If they don't give you consent, there is no consent, bottom line. And if you're game, experimenting can make for an erotic exploration of mixing a bit of pain with pleasure. Now, on a physical level, remember you guys, we were just talking about striking that butt. Upper thighs or other erogenous zones stimulates your skin's nerve receptors and can trigger the release of feel-good endorphins and the neurotransmitter dopamine, kind of sort of like when you smoke a joint. Yeah. Can you believe that? Spanking will make you feel that good, but it does. The smack itself may feel amazing to you, but it can also make any pleasurable touch that follows feel heightened too, resulting in a potential grand slam climax. For some, the taboo vibes and the uncertainty of getting slap happy can also be a turn on, but not everyone is into getting whacked. So before you or your partner try it, have a convo where you agree on getting handsy and how far you'll go and what your safe word will be if things get too intense. Start by practicing some smacks on a pillow using a flat palm and then lightly spank the fleshy part of your partner's booty and vice versa. Feels hot? Ooh, it is. Then consider adding these accessories for a sensory upgrade. There's various different accessories. There are whips, there are paddles. Ooh, but if you don't like any of that stuff, you guys, there are various other accessories. There are feathers. There's stuff that will make you feel good. So when we come back, we're going to talk about your sexual signature. What is that? Do you have one? And what even is it? How to hide it. Kind of like it. Bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain, but you are my strange addiction. Wipe my glass, set myself on fire. Can't you tell I'm crass? Can't you tell I'm worse? Tell me nothing lasts, like I don't know. Your sexual signature. Now, what is that? No, that's not a John Hancock. It is not your signature on a piece of paper. It is not a signature on a porn contract. It is a sexual signature is a woman's personality, which is distinct sex move. Yeah. So her sexual signature is her distinct sex move. The kind of maneuver that just puts a kink in a guy's mental tubing, you guys. So he thinks about it for hours, days, years later during office daydreams or in long lines at the market. A signature is the difference between sex that is gold medal memorable or yellow light forgettable. Kind of sort of like, you know, man has his sexual signature too. But right now we're talking more distinct about women. Primal women are memorable not just because of all the broken headboards or sleep-deprived neighbors they leave behind, but because of their displays of raw sexual bravado. So a co-worker once told me, you guys, check this story out. He told me about this lady that he called the Black Widow. She was a four-night stand who excitedly put the squeeze on him. She would wrap her legs around my back and his arms and around his shoulders, my coworker would tell me. And as she got more and more excited, her lock on me got tighter and tighter as if she were devouring her prey. Okay, that is her signature move. Every woman has a signature move. That move is going to make that man think about that woman and literally devour her in his own sexual fantasies in his head. A primal lover is memorable because she lets herself go. But other women make it into your memories by being so totally in control. You know, sometimes men love that woman that is in control. Now, I am that person. I do have my sexual signature move. And I am very primal, and in bed, I am 100% in control. I wait for the day that I can meet a man that can overtake that for me. Missionary, girl on top, from behind, these classic positions are familiar territory for most men. And believe me, you'll all remember the first woman that put you into these intimate moments with. But there's still time for you to claim a contortion or two as, you know, your very own. So sometimes the best sexual signature is not what a lover does, but what she doesn't do. The trick with these signatures is to tease until he's highly aroused, but not to the point where he thinks you're sexually stingy. Nobody wants a sexually stingy bitch, okay? Now, I want to talk about, this is my personal service announcement to you all about sex, okay? And it's something that I'm seeing more and more. It's a troubling trending pattern. So what's up with everyone using the pull-out method again? Especially you guys, when it doesn't work. An estimated 41% of women ages 18 to 24 have tried it. You guys, 18 to 24. That is a staggering age group right there. And perhaps maybe you're using it too. So let's just get real, right? Especially considering that spray and pray is now the third most used form of birth control in the U.S. And right behind condoms and the pill. In fact, its popularity nearly doubled from 2002 to 2015. So why is this sketchy strategy in a which a guy removes his bare penis from a woman's vagina the minutes or sometimes seconds before he ejaculates, suddenly, seemingly, everywhere is free. It's always available and it's better than nothing. Why is this all of a sudden trendy and popular? I don't get it, Al. Please tell me you're not like that.
No. I had a vasectomy, so it doesn't matter.
But okay. But you practice safe sex.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. So,
well, I've been with my partner for 6 years. So
that's, you know, you don't really, you guys know if some, okay, so you don't have to use the condoms at this point, basically. And if something were to happen, then that might lead to a little bit of a red flag, right? Maybe something one of you guys.
Oh, yeah, if she shows up pregnant.
Yeah. Don't hold me, that's not mine.
That ain't mine. And if it is, we'll call that baby Houdini, because ain't nobody made it out of these for years.
Yeah, the Greg, what did they call that? The miraculous
immaculate conception.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, there would be a serious problem. Yeah. Now, I have definitely noticed an uptick in the method among millennial women. And you guys, these are young women. These are my daughter's age group, and it's troubling. And that's making some docs, like me, darkly laugh all the way to the delivery room. So really, here's a corny-ass joke that I heard amongst obstetrician, and it even starts like this. What do you call a couple who practices the pull-out method?
Stupid.
Well, I'm going to actually give you, I'm going to wait till the very end to give you the punchline to that joke. So, but before we get to this punchline, sorry, let's first dissect this troubling contraception trend. So stopping intercourse at the last second before a guy orgasms should work to prevent pregnancy, right? If no ejaculate enters a woman's vagina, then no sperm goes swimming and there's no chance of anything happening in the womb, right? I hear this all the time from these kids. Well, yes, if you guys, a man actually makes it out before releasing any fluid, okay? That right there, fluid. And I heard this. I was talking to some people about this, and they said, well, if he goes and he pees, then he's good, because we were talking about pre-cum. I'm going to talk about pre-cum in a second, you guys. But no, that is false. Who in their right mind is going to stop sex and say, I got to go pee? No, that fucker's going to lose his hard on. It's not going to happen. Okay.
You can't even pee with a hard on. They
were talking about the 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
That was a movie. It's not real. But anyway, that doesn't happen. Because you have heard of pre-cum, right? If not, you guys all need to educate yourself about pre-cum. Everybody thinks that you cannot get pregnant from pre-cum. Well, you guys, emergency contraceptives like Plan B, which for millennials in particular, no longer carry the stigma they used to. or have come to a go-to in case of a pullout fail. It makes a lot of women feel like they still have a little control, even if there is no accident. I think you guys are missing the common factor here, and I'm going to let you know what the common factor is in all of this. Another reason withdrawing has gotten so huge, more and more people don't want to use contraceptive methods like the pill because they're afraid of side effects. Hormones or having something synthetic in their bodies. Against recommendations, millennials have gravitating toward more natural birth control methods like tracking their fertility via apps and yes, asking their partners to pull out. You guys, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Serious. So let's go back to that pre-cum. In the seconds before man orgasms, he will release a few drops of pre-cum. This shit is potente. From the head of his penis, this pre-cum is very potente. While you're less likely to get pregnant from this fluid, it is absolutely possible. I know a couple women that got pregnant for pre-cum. Yes, I do. There could be one little sperm present in his pre-ejaculate that happens to be a good swimmer. And you guys, that's all you need. One little good swimmer in there. And that shit can live into your body for almost up to 5 days. And it's difficult for a man to be able to distinguish between a little pre-cum versus the real deal. It is definitely a fine line. So yeah, counting on your partner to ejaculate at the right moment is kind of like assuming Taylor Swift will throw her 4th of July party every year. It might happen, but it might also not, you know? Because if your man's pre-cum has any working sperm in it, or if he ejaculates even just a little bit inside of you, there are up to 100 million sperm in one of his loads. Did you know you had that many?
Are you asking?
Yeah, 100 million sperm in there.
Yeah.
you're loaded.
Unfortunately, I was the one that made it through.
That's hilarious. Then you're at risk, okay? You are at risk at creating a baby, so do not assume. You guys understand. Assuming makes an ass out of me and you, so don't assume. And if he happens to finish in your vulva, you know your vulva is outside of your vajayjay, your natural lubrication can actually help his sperm find their way back into your vagina, up through your cervix, uterus, fallopian tubes, and in an egg. So he's out there, he's about ready to come, he pulls out, and he is still coming on your vulva. No, homie, you're still gonna get pregnant. So my personal service announcement, the pullout method also leaves you susceptible to STIs. That's the common factor. You guys are not hearing me. All you millennials, it's great that you guys have free love and you're experimenting with sex. You're not inhibited. Sex is not taboo. I'm not raining on your parade, honestly. What I'm raining down on your parade is on the fact that pull-out method, you failed to acknowledge that sexually transmitted disease. HPV is being transmitted at an extremely fast rate amongst your age group, and it's being transmitted in many number of ways. So all of this, which means you can probably guess what the punchline to that joke is. Remember? Do you remember what the joke was? What do you call a couple who practices the pullout method? Parents. They are parents. So you guys, let me tell you, I've got some really great, exciting news coming from the network of Get Intimate with Dr. K. We are going to be coming at you with an open invitation to advertise and to promote yourself. Yes, you. Give you some distribution on this rapidly growing show with popularity. Audience continues to grow and feedback is amazing. I appreciate you guys. I love you all. And it's you guys are the reasons why I do this show. Shout out to Atlanta, Utah, Arizona, and California, my newest fans on board. Shout out to also Brothers Barbecue in Northfield, especially my favorite bartender, Easton. Mad love for all you guys for always looking out for our safety and well-being and making me and my roommate feel extremely warm and welcome. Thank you very much. Get Intimate with Dr. K is camping. We're ramping up things on the back end for all of you guys to bring you a truly consistent episodes full of laughter, intimacy, personal service announcements. I'll be coming at you guys in speaking engagements. We hope to soon add also live action videos so you can engage. We will soon be adding a special episode to tie into our live action where you can ask Dr. K questions so she can provide you with feedback. We will also be coming at you with events. And thank you for your continued adoration, and please keep reaching out. You are the reasons I do what I do. I also want to thank Al. You will always be my Robin. Thank you to Adriana. Without you, my dreams would not be coming true right now. Winning, and also thank you to my newest team member who has been added to our sales and marketing promotions. Without your help and support, we would not be able to take this next step forward. So until now, next time, peace out.
Cool. Right?
My doctors can't explain my symptoms of pain, but you are my strange addiction.
Did you like it? Did you like that?
Which part?